A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Pei, Shabbos Eidi, A, pagination, page 159 at the top. Question here is regarding taking out different size portions on Shabbos if you're in violation of transfer. And we know that there's a specific amount that would be the classic violation. And it depends, each item according to its uses, different types of food according to what type of person or animal would be consuming it, etc. And we identify what the proper minimum amount would be, and that would be the Shabbos violation of transfer. So, focusing on depending on its use, the Gemara here discusses diyo kidei lichtov. Dye, the amount that you could write two letters. Tana, we learned, top line on the page. Shtei osios bidyo, if you have two letters of ink, ushtei osios bekulmus, or two letters worth of ink on a quill, shtei osios bekulmarim, or two letters worth of ink in the container, all of these are considered the Shabbos violation if you would take it out. Rashi makes mention over here that even though you have a quill together with the letters and you have a container together with the letters, but since the container and the quill are only there for the purpose of the letters, the ink that could write those letters, so it becomes batel, nullified, tafel, secondary, to the ink of the letters, and you would not be in violation because of the quill or the container, but rather only if there is in fact enough ink to be able to write with. The Gemara poses the following question. Bo'i Rava, at the end of the second line. Rava asked, Os achas bidyo, if you have one letter worth of ink, Os achas bekulmus, and you have one letter worth of ink on the quill. Os achas bekulmorim, or you have one letter of worth of ink in the container. Mahu, what's the halacha? In other words, you have two letters worth of ink, but not in the same application. You have it, one in the container, one on the quill, or whatever variation you want, you indeed have two letters worth, but they're not in the same application. What is the halacha? Can you join the two different letters and say, well, in total, aggregate, I have two letters worth of ink, and it is the Shabbos violation, or because they're in two different places, two different applications, it doesn't join. And the Gemara, in fact, answers teiku. The question remains unresolved. And the Rambam paskins suffik. It's a doubt if that is the amount for the Shabbos violation. Question that the Mefarshim ask is that this doubt that Rava has seems very difficult to appreciate. Because why should it be different if the ink is in one hand or in the other hand or on the quill or in the container? The fact is he's taking out two letters worth of ink and he could write two letters worth. What is this issue that because it's in two different places, as he's walking, that suddenly they don't join? If a person were to carry half a portion of sugar in one hand and half a portion of sugar in the other hand, certainly he's in Shabbos violation. What's the difference here that it's in a container versus a quill, etc.? There's an answer that is referenced by Art Scroll's Gemara footnote 3. They only give the source material. They don't go into the answer. But in essence, what the answer appears to be is based on the Rambam that tells us that the shiurim, the amount that's needed, if you were to really get accurate over here, is different for example, by a container of ink, because you need more ink logistically in the container than you would need on a quill, because in a container, in order to get that ink, there's going to have to be a little bit more ink, because some of it is going to remain in the container. And therefore, the shiurim are not 100% the same. Now, at first glance, one would think that the shiurim are not exactly the same, only because of logistics, and that should not concern us at all. But it appears that the question that Rava had was because there is a Mishnah that says that you could only join things that are shiurehem shavim, that the quantity of the violation is the same. So if you have certain types of straw, and they're all the same amount, certain types of fruit, and they're all the same amount, in what would be considered a Shabbos violation, so then they can join. You could take out a little bit of a fig and a little bit of a date, and because they're both the same food for humans, with the same amount, that would be the violation, so they join. But what Rava is saying is that even if you have the same type, you have ink, but if the container causes you to have a different amount towards the violation, because in a container it needs more than if it's on the quill, that alone, Rava posits, might be enough to differentiate between these inks, and they're not going to be combined. And that would be the explanation of this question, not because it's a different type, but not because it's going to produce a different item. They're both going to produce a letter each of writing, but because the shiur is not the same, based on that original Mishnah, even if it's only because of a logistical thing that it's not the same, but the shiurim are not the same. And therefore, Rava posits, perhaps, that they do not join, and that's how the Rambam paskins, that it is indeed a suffix. It takes that concept of shiureim shavim to a whole new level. Let's drop down a nice little piece of Gemara with a fascinating insight of practicality. We're about 25 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Kechol kidei likchol, which means dye or makeup, enough in order to dye, ayin achas, one eye. We're now in the beginning of a line added two dots, ayin achas with the two dots. So the Gemara asks, ayin achas, halo kachli, one eye? People don't do makeup on one eye. Amar Rav Huna answered, shekin tsinuas kochlas ayin achas. People in a culture who are very modest, so they cover one eye with a shawl, and there's only one eye exposed so that they could see, and that eye, they put makeup on it. So makeup, the amount for the violation, could be as little as makeup for one eye. Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar asked, I'm sorry, Meisvei, we asked, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Kechol dai im lirefua, if the purpose is medicinal, kidei likchol ayin achas, to put dye on one eye, because it's medicinal, and one eye could have the ailment. Im lekashet, but if it's for decoration, what we call makeup, beveze nayim, it requires two eyes worth. So clearly, based on the statement of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, you're going to need two eyes worth. And what was this statement over here in the Mishnah of one eye worth? Tirgama hilo bereid Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni. They answered as follows, Kitanyo hahi bi'ironios. Our Mishnah that says even one eye's worth is talking about women who live in the city. And in the city, it was appropriate to cover one eye with the shawl and only use makeup on one eye. As Rashi explains, that the people of the suburbs did not need to be as tzniistic in this regard. This extreme thing of covering their eye didn't have to be that level of tzniistic. She'en sechok v'kalus rosh matzui sham. Because there's not as much frivolous behavior in the suburbs. Va'ama mu'atim, and there are less people there. Ve'enon mechasin peneyem, and they don't have to cover their faces. Ve'kochlos be'zeneyem, and therefore they're putting makeup on both eyes, because both eyes are visible. But apparently, in the city, it's a whole different situation, and that could, I don't know if the word is require, but it could be appropriate for the women to go more tzniistic. They actually cover much of their face, and they're only putting makeup on one eye. You see a fascinating source for a difference between life in the suburbs, life in the big city, the kind of activity that goes on in the big city, and that perhaps, at least in one application, a greater level of tznius was appropriate for the big city than not as extreme was necessary in the suburbs. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.